The wagon trains begin. In 1841, the first group of settlers from the United States came by land to the Mexican territory known as California. They traveled by wagon train. The pioneers were drawn by the stories of good land and good climate. They wanted to settle and farm the land. It was a long trip, but the pioneers made it. Other wagon trains soon followed. Feature box: The Donner Party. The trip out west was long and dangerous. Not all the wagon trains made the trip safely. The Donner Party started out from Illinois in the spring of 1846. They projected they would cross the mountains before winter. They lost time by taking what they thought was a shortcut. It was October before they reached the mountains, and they were caught in a heavy snowstorm. They built small cabins for refuge, but food ran out and many died. Finally, the survivors had to eat the bodies of those who had died. Only about half the Donner Party lasted through the winter. Feature box: Manifest Destiny. It is our manifest destiny to overspread and to possess the whole of the continent, which Providence has given us for the development of the great experiment of liberty and federated self-government entrusted to us. John L. O'Sullivan. In 1845, John L. O'Sullivan, a newspaper editor in New York, said it was the fate of the United States to own the whole continent. He called this the manifest destiny of the country. He believed it would happen, and so did many others. They didn't think about the Native Americans and Mexico and their claims to the land. This belief in manifest destiny was to guide much of what went on in the years before California became a state. Caption: Wagons traveled together for protection against the weather, Native Americans, accidents, and illness.